Welcome back to Holy Land Uncovered. I'm Tal Heinrich, and our next discussion is one that can only take place in the Holy Land. Have you ever heard about initiatives to build the third temple in Jerusalem? Well, even if you might have heard, such an initiative still might really surprise you. How about Turkish Muslims promoting the third temple project along with Jewish Orthodox rabbis? Meet the doctors Oktar Babuna and Cihat Gündoğdu. They came here from Turkey. Thank you so much and welcome to Israel. And Yehuda Glick, Likud member of Knesset, will also join us shortly. Oh, here he is. Thank you so much, Yehuda, for being with us as well. So the Temple Mount is one of the biggest flashpoint sites in the region. It often ignites very violent, you know, clashes. And your message here is, holy sites, I'm reading it, should be centers of reconciliation and not conflict.
Beautiful people are living in this country. It's a unique place. It is sacred both for Jews, for Muslims, and for Christians, and that makes it prone to many center of conflicts and violences, but this is no benefit for anybody. It's a prayer house where God's name is will be mentioned, and it has to be rebuilt for people, all the nations to pray there, as stated in the Isaiah. All nations, God says, will be praying there together, shoulder to shoulder, to serve God. These are statements from the Torah.
Yehuda Glick, you're joining us. You will be with us in just a sec. Here, Yehuda, so you met with the two doctors sitting with me here in the studio. Were you surprised by this initiative?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in a very long-term connection with Dr. Oktar and Dr. Babuna, and I think that they're doing wonderful activity. They're led by a very special leader from Turkey, Adnan Oktar. And I think that it shouldn't surprise us, because people who believe in God know that God is inclusive and not exclusive. And he wants us all to join together and turn the Temple Mount into a house of prayer for all nations. And I think that I am sure that we're in the beginning of a biblical era where more and more religious leaders from around the world will join this wonderful initiative of turning the Temple Mount to a place where it should be a world center for peace and calling in the name of the one and only God.
You know, you mentioned you're both representative of Turkish Muslim intellectual and spiritual leader Adnan Oktar. He wrote this book along with many others, Islam Denounces Terrorism. You know what's interesting? We're used to seeing religion as a problem and not as a solution. And here you are speaking about the Third Temple as a holy site to three religions.
Well, there is a real religion, which is from the Quran. God says Quran is sufficient, and God tells us to be living peace with love and mercy against all other people. There is no oppression, there is no compulsion in religion. And there is a false religion, actually, with its superstitions, traditions, and fabricated hadiths. Hadiths are sayings of the Prophet, and they were generated 200 years after he passed away. So being against modernity, being against arts, science, and aesthetics, and the oppression of the woman, or hatred against Jews, which is called, of course,
this is not Islam.
Anti-Semitism. This is not Islam. It is unlawful according to Islam.
And what we're seeing here is images of the future temple, third temple mount. That is very interesting, but I have to ask, is it doable? Is it not a fantasy? With so many regulations, objections, and funding, of course.
With love and discussion, it is very, very doable. Actually, it's a promise of the God. As we have read the statements from the Torah, we will pray there all together. It's a prayer house of God. There is no, nothing can stop that. We are living in very specific times, and with this pure gold carvings and with original form, it will be rebuilt as a prayer house for all the nations, shoulder to shoulder. It's doable because we can discuss that. First of all, we should know it's not going to damage either the Dome of the Rock or Masjid al-Aqsa. There's enough land, and this will be a prayer house for Jews, Christians, and the Muslims.